Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Jaime Maynish. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Art Rubel. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lil Stoner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Lil Stoner. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting second. The shortstop, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Cleo Carlisle. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting sixth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Wally Shaner. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Red Rawlings. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Wingfield. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ted Wingfield. And now, play ball. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner takes first base on ball four. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wingfield can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards third. Rawlings settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Bassler settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Bassler. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tobin. The throw from Bassler and he is out, Tavener applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Art Rubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubel hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Hoffman settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hoffman. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Art Rubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubel hits a fly ball into center field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a fly ball into right field. Rubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner bunts towards the mound. Wingfield fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Warner takes first base on ball four. Stoner moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a fly ball into center field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Wingfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Reagan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Basler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art Rubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rubel hits a pop-up towards short. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fothergill moves to third. Blue moves to second. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fothergill tags and scores. Blue tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Basler takes first base on ball four. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 0 for 1 in the game. Stoner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Maynish, who is chasing the ball. Meyer reaches third base with a triple. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Meyer scores. It's Tigers, 1, Red Sox, 1. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0 for 1 in the game. Carlisle bunts in front of the plate. Basler fields it and throws to first for the out. Tobin moves to second. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tobin moves to third. Two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Warner hits a pop-up towards short. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reagan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 0 for 1 in the game. Rawlings bunts towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. Shaner moves to third. One out. Ted Wingfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wingfield strikes out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Reagan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Art Rubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rubel hits a fly ball into center field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer misplays the ball. That's an error on Meyer. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tavner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bassler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. Tavner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Tigers. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 0-for-2 in the game. Stoner bunts and there's an error on the play. Tavner scores. Bassler moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Tigers. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Warner hits a fly ball into center field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tobin hits a fly ball into right field. Rubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0-for-1 in the game. Carlisle takes first base on ball 4. Meyer moves to second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Meyer moves to third. Carlisle moves to second. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maynisch hits a fly ball into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Rubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubel is 0-for-3 in the game. Rubel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shaner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 0-for-1 in the game. Rawlings strikes out. Two outs. Fred Haney pinch hits for Ted Wingfield. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-3 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox won. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Ruffing now pitching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carlisle. Blue reaches second base with a double. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tavener bunts towards the mound. Ruffing fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blue moves to third. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavener. The throw from Hoffman and he is safe. Tavener steals second. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bassler hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blue tags and scores. Tavener tags and moves to third. One out. It's 5-1, Tigers. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 0-for-2 in the game. Stoner bunts towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to home to get Tavener. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Warner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Meyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manish. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tobin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Meyer moves to third. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Meyer scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Tigers. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tote takes first base on ball 4. Baby Doll Jacobson pinch hits for Fred Hoffman. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Moore now catching. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0-for-4 in the game. Geringer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shaner hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Manish. Shaner reaches second base with a double. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 0-for-2 in the game. Rawlings hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel pinch hits for Red Ruffing. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rubel, who is chasing the ball. Rogel reaches third base with a triple. Shaner scores. It's 5-3, Tigers. Grover Hartley pinch hits for Bill Reagan. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to home to get Rogel. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Rubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.